Bears, some of them with young cubs, are emerging from hibernation along the Rocky Mountains. As they do, there's a risk that they'll be euthanized by Colorado wildlife rangers, and that's happening more frequently than it used to. Joining me now is Jerry Apker, a black bear management specialist with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, to talk about why. First, though, let's talk about the bears. The majority of them have emerged from hibernation. What are they doing now?
Well, right now, most bears in Colorado are still in a state of, well, we call it starvation. I mean, they're basically starving because they haven't been eating anything all winter long, and there's not a whole lot of new forage out there. So they're in a continued state of starvation for the first month or so as they emerge from the dens until things start greening up quite a bit. So they're looking around for food first off.
Yeah, that's understandable if they've been sleeping without eating for all that time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing that's for sure is they come out, more and more people will see them. What should someone do if they encounter a bear?
The first thing is to try and make sure that the bear is aware of your presence. And so make some noise. Don't be afraid that it's going to come charging at you, because that's very, very rare. Black bears are generally shy by nature, and they're going to seek to avoid you. If you have an avenue that you can back out of, then you want to back out of it, and then you also want to leave an avenue of escape for the bear if possible.
All right, I want to turn to some of the numbers now. KUNC requested data from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Over the past 5 years, your agency has tracked the deaths of more than 8,000 bears. Now, the vast majority of those, about 5,700, were by hunters. But bears die for a lot of other reasons. Let's talk about that.
When you have bad forage conditions for bears, either because of drought or because perhaps a late freeze in the spring that harmed the flowers as they were beginning to develop that would eventually produce either the fruit or nuts in the fall, then you have problems with bears not having enough forage either throughout the summer or in the fall months when they go into their sort of feeding frenzy. If you have food failures at those times, then bears are moving around a lot more across the landscape. And we have had more frequent periods of either drought or late fall freezes, and they become vulnerable in the fall to hunter harvest as well as road kills and getting into conflicts with humans. And when there are more conflicts, there are more bears that are going to die. So that combined with increased licenses means that we've been killing a lot more bears in the state, either through hunter harvest or as a result of control methods or accidents with vehicles.
All right, and I just want to be clear, in the last 5 years, 421 bears have been euthanized by your agency because of conflicts with humans. In the 5 years prior to that, another 383 bears were euthanized. I'm curious, what role does all the growth we've seen along the Front Range and into the mountains play in this?
Well, that's anybody's guess, but it certainly has to have played a role. In information that we provided to the legislature this last year, you know, the human population has increased by almost 2.5 times from 30 years ago. Black bear populations probably have been growing, but human populations have been growing too. And on top of that, you have all of the visitors that come here that stay in the mountain resorts and the lodges. And for them, a black bear experience is value added to their vacation experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're inclined not to do a whole lot to try and prevent it. And so all of those things combined, and you have almost a perfect storm going on.
So I'd like to know what the average person can do to lower the number of bears that are euthanized.
You know, one of the main things that we find that bears, if they're driven to find food in the fall and they come into conflict with us, and someone complains about it and we have to handle that bear, we have a policy where that bear is going to get marked. We will move it, but that bear is going to get a mark. And if it comes back and it causes problems again, then we have no choice but to euthanize it. Now, we will always euthanize a bear that we determine is a danger to public safety, either because of its behavior or its location.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will euthanize those, and there's really no... We don't give people the leeway to make that decision. That's based on policy, and we have some series of protocols that officers use to guide their decisions.
Right.
But the ones that are conflicts, where bears are coming into, getting into trash or hummingbird feeders or dog food that's left on the porch, first and foremost is don't put out trash except on the day that the trash company is going to come by and pick it up.
It sounds like it's just about thinking a little more like a bear when it comes to bird feeders and garbage and things like that.
If we think like the bear has to feed and we know that they're going to be looking for food and we take care of keeping it clean around our homes, then we're going to save bears' lives in the long run.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Erin.
Jerry Apker is a black bear management specialist with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.